What are some of the unintended consequences that you saw from the Visage Inside program? What are some results that may have surprised you?
One that I don't think we designed in as a program design, but certainly was an element, a very strong element coming out, and one that we wanted to continue in our second year of the program, is that we developed very strong relationships across the matrix. One thing that we did design into the program was that this would be a cross-functional group, so that we would have representations from different business units, but also from different centers of excellence that support the business units. We couldn't have imagined, though, when we conceived of the program, how strong those relationships would be coming out of the program. The groups really bonded. They shared a lot of their leadership challenges. They shared their personal challenges. They brainstormed with each other on how can you solve some of the challenges that they had in individual business units. But they also brainstormed and worked on problems and issues that they have in common across the Equifax enterprise. And as a result of that, they found out that they have a lot more empowerment and a lot more leadership that they can leverage together to solve Equifax problems. But it also gave them a greater power to have a stronger voice going up to the C-suite in terms of how they talk about common problems, like issues with the culture that might need to change over time as we try to become more innovative, as we try and become more of a data and analytics company. Having a group voice in providing feedback to the CEO and to other members of the C-suite about what is it that we need to do differently and how can we lead as a group, not just here's a problem that we have, we want you to go off and solve it, but here's how we can partner with you to solve these problems. Here's how we can help you evolve the culture to be the culture that we need it to be and that you want it to be as we transform the company.